Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
607, this is the Voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDKA. Good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. This is the KDK Radio Morning Show. Larry Richard off today. He'll be doing an appearance 11 to 1, Power of Bowser, Route 51 on top of the hill, but not on the show. Not on the show today. He'll be back on Monday. And earlier this week, Larry and I caught up with a brilliant comedian. Either you know and love him, or you will know and love him in about 45 seconds. December 2nd, he appears here in Western Pennsylvania, Carnegie Music Hall in Homestead. He's comedian Frank Caliendo. Good morning, sir.
Hey, how are you? You were the first to ever name our 101-year-old station Kadika.
Hey, man, that's the George W. Bushification of stuff, you know?
That was funny.
We could have trumped it. It's we would have just called it Trump. That's what we would have called it for me. And we're doing a tremendous job.
No, I don't know. Some of that stuff. The Madden thing is crazy, too, because did you see the they're doing a big documentary on him for Christmas? On Fox, for the Fox, I don't know if it's the Fox pregame show or what, but it's a huge thing about John Madden. I don't think I did anything for it, but I don't remember.
They shafted you.
No, I think it's probably better. You know, John, why does John Madden want me? You know, when you say the things you say and you do the things you do and you, because I do stuff like that, and then people are like, oh, I don't know if Frank Caliendo should have been involved in this.
Did men get mad at you for imitating him, where other people would say, I heard you say, but it was you saying it, not him?
Yeah, well, he would get upset because I would say things and sound so close to him. That, you know, he'd be like, people get confused if it's me saying things or if it's him saying things, or, you know, and when you don't know who's saying it, you don't know. I'm like, well, could you imagine now with, you know, the deep fake technology and stuff like that? And I think my head just exploded. Yeah, which I never use any of that deep fake technology because I think it's going to be outlawed eventually, because when you can look exactly like somebody and
it's
put
scary.
Words in their mouth. Yeah, I don't like that stuff. So I still like the art of it.
But I love the fact that you can do these riffs. I've seen your shows number of places, Hard Rock down in Lauderdale. I've seen you here in Pittsburgh. And
their stalking laws.
How fast you can transition from one to the other to the other. That's remarkable.
Yeah, that's because I grew up loving Robin Williams. You know, watching it. Oh, amazing. What are we going to do? Help me. Okay. You know, that kind of a thing. So I kind of combined that and watching, you know, the impressionists that I saw growing up. And I tried to combine the two things and actually end up having conversations. If I went to a Pittsburgher, I went to Jeff Goldblum, hello, why would you do that? Why not? Because there's just so much going on here. Ooh. To go on talking about John Madden explaining, see what he does is, I mean, he doesn't give pauses. I mean, he just talks in between them. And then you go, I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. I mean, I don't know why he doesn't want that. And then you go a little Adam Sandler and make it be okay.
Hey, you.
Oh, my God. Frank Caliendo. So, Frank, I know that John Gruden's career just blew up, and you were invited to actually speak to his football team at one point. I saw a video while he was sitting there. That had to be kind of an out-of-body experience.
Well, I've known him for years, and listen, I don't know. It's a weird situation for me because I'd never heard anything like, you know, the trouble he'd gotten in and stuff like that. Although I've heard tons of football coaches talk, and a lot of them talk and just say garbage. A lot comes out of their mouths. But yeah, for me, yeah, going there, and I always like doing the impression with the person. Because then they do. When Madden met me, he's like, I get it now. You know, that kind of a thing. I've actually taken Gruden out of the act because people want me to, you know, people want me to say certain things and stuff. I'm like, it's weird for me because I know players on that team as well. And I'm friends with people on that team. And, you know, it's just too close to home for me. I think that eventually there'll be a way to do it for me because I celebrate people. That's usually what I do with my impressions is I have fun. And the stuff I enjoy about the people, but when they're in the news so negatively and have such a big problem, it's just not the way I do stuff. But I think eventually it'll be a way to, you know, be eventually me just saying something Gruden like, be careful what you write in your emails, man. You know, that kind of thing. Because eventually he's going to be, you know, thought of as a person who, you know, you got to be careful. You have to evolve with the times and stuff like that. And so I think that eventually that becomes something that you, for me at least, the way I do my comedy could talk about in a little more.
Is there any apprehension as you're developing a character ever meeting that person just because of the aspect that they may not like it?
There's some of that, but to be honest with you, I go for the thing I like about the person. Most people that know I do it know that's what I do with it. Jim Nantz called me a couple weeks ago. I'd actually reached out to somebody and said, give Jim Nantz my number because I do the Jim Nantz and Tony Romo. Tony Romo is like, oh, Jim, this is amazing and incredible and incredibly amazing. And here we go, Jim. And then because I can only say certain words as Jim Nantz, I just go, Tony. Because that's what he does when he gets excited on a play. He'll go to the sideline. So it's somebody's messing with the volume control on the console, and you know, to the sideline. But I told him that's why I can only say Tony. Now Nantz and Romo actually do my bit during games sometimes. They'll go, here we go, Jim, Tony. So
did you ever meet Al Pacino? Because I love your Al Pacino, and I was curious.
I have not, and I always wish I had, and I wish someday I will, because let me tell you this, Larry. I love chewing gum. I chew gum on the radio. That's what I do, right here on Kadika.
Oh, man. Who's your favorite impression?
It changes. When they're new, they're a lot of fun. It depends on I like the actors. If it's an actor that I like, so like Robert Downey Jr., which I've decided that the way to talk like Robert Downey Jr. is just have to burp halfway through every sentence. So it's those kinds of little things that are like Morgan Freeman. A lot of people love that one. Charles Barkley, that's really good. It depends on what people like, you know. I like to see the reaction out of people more than anything.
And who did you meet that said, one of your celebrities that you've imitated that say, oh, I heard you do a great impression of me. That puts you on the spot.
Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to think of who's, you know, Barkley's always loves, like, Frank, you got to keep doing me. I'm like, why is that? Because every time you do it, I make more money. It's like, I get a new commercial. Yeah, I don't know. I've done so many sports people. I meet more of the sports people I've done impressions of as opposed to, you know, some of the other actors and stuff. I don't know. We'll have to save that one for next guy because I can't even think of a person that, you know, Leno always liked it. That old school Jay Leno like Letterman was, hey, Frank, are you going to do me on the show? do a little Paul? Yeah, Dave. Dave, that was fun because Dave would always like ask me to do it on the show, and everybody said he always hated impressions.
But although, he didn't, you know, hate you doing it. I saw you on the show, and he's sitting there laughing while you sound just like him, and then talking to Paul all at the same time as your John Madden.
Yeah, he loved it. And you know who did really love it was Norm MacDonald, who's passed away recently. I was the one guy. He's like, yeah, you know Frank Kelly. You know he does a pretty good me there. You know everybody else is the. Does a not so good version, yeah.
Well, you are coming to Pittsburgh December 2nd, Carnegie Library Music Hall in Homestead. And since it is Pittsburgh, we have to ask you about working with Terry Bradshaw.
I tell you what, I can't remember anything I just said. Terry's my favorite, one of my favorite human beings. Just because, who else does highlights in football where you have to be able to read, remember names, and know what's going on in the play to describe it? And then the Fox has Terry Bradshaw going, oh, there's a guy, oh, I missed it.
That's Terry.
That's it. Yeah, he's the best. He's so fantastic. I love him. He's a super great guy.
Frank Caliendo, December 2nd, Carnegie Library Music Hall of Homestead.
The Voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDK, 100.1 FM, FM, AM 1020. Thank you very much for listening. We do appreciate it. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving Day, a feast with family, friends, or even if you're just with yourself, wonderful memories and wonderful time to reflect on all that you're blessed with. I'm Kevin Battle. This is the KDK Radio Morning Show. Larry Richard off today. He'll return on Monday. He has a big event over at the Power of Bowser, Route 51 on top of the hill. Left onto Lewis Run Road off 51. He'll be there from 11 to 1 today. Tomorrow, he's got Pitt football. He's a busy guy. He'll return to the show on Monday. And you heard the promo talking about my one-on-ones. Kevin Battle goes one-on-one with, this coming Wednesday, Rabbi Jeffrey Myers of the Tree of Life Congregation. Extremely interesting conversation. Went a little bit over the time that we're usually allotted, but my goodness, it was a tremendous conversation. We had a great conversation as well this week with Dr. Jeremy Goodman of the Pittsburgh Zoo, CEO of the Pittsburgh Zoo. He's also a veterinarian. We'll play a little clip of that coming up here on the KDK Radio Morning Show. But first, I want to talk about this new variant of COVID-19. I'm guessing that COVID took up part of your Thanksgiving conversation just because they were saying eat with the windows and doors open to create a breeze in case one of your family members is sick. Well, hopefully if somebody was sick, they didn't show up at your house. Did you tase anybody because they weren't vaccinated if they showed up at your house? Did you even ask them? Did it matter to you? It didn't where I was. But whatever. And we didn't eat with the windows open and the doors open. It was 30 degrees for crying out loud.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Can people say that with a straight face? They can't. Anyway, there is something serious, though, going on in Africa. And as noted, you know, the deaths in Allegheny County have increased. I think the last month was the third highest death rate in Allegheny County because of COVID-19. So you have to be careful. You have to take your precautions. But I wouldn't eat with the windows open. Anyway, there was two stories I saw this week about Africa, the continent. It's huge. 16% of the population of the world. However, only 2.9% of the COVID-related deaths. Pretty unbelievable. So they're wondering what that's about, and they're doing all this studying now and research. They're finding that it might have something to do with obesity rates. There's not as many obesity rate. The obesity rate in Africa is much lower than in the United States and Europe, where COVID has been decimating populations. Also, they're looking at diet. They're looking at maybe some other vaccines that folks in Africa had taken in the past for other issues they face. They're looking at climate, but that's a little different because South America got devastated. They have a similar climate. They're looking at parasite loads in people's bodies. They're looking at the amount of zinc and vitamin D that people in Africa get versus people in the United States and Europe as well. And I say this as there's a big meeting today regarding health officials from South Africa, a nation down at the bottom part of Africa, the continent, and World Health Organization leaders. They're meeting today, an emergency meeting, because they found another strain of COVID-19, Delta Plus, I guess. I don't know. They're calling it right now. It doesn't have, it's known as B11529. We're going to monitor it, and then assign it a Greek name for some reason. Can't call it anything in Africa. It's got to be a Greek name for some dumb reason. Anyway, World Health Organization Health Emergencies Program warning people against knee-jerk responses to this. They're not quite sure about it yet. And just don't want people freaking out. However, the EU has already created an Africa travel ban. Half a dozen nations under its red travel list, meaning that flights from areas like South Africa, Lesotho, Namibia, Zimbabwe, Botswana, banned at this point because of this new variant until they figure it out. And that's interesting because we just opened up air travel to Europe. No problem. So the world's sort of upside down. So that's what's happening in COVID-19. And what about the zoo? Dr. Jeremy Goodman joined us for our one-on-one podcast. You can hear the entire interview on kdkaradio.com. I asked him about the future of the Pittsburgh Zoo and the excitement of watching herds grow.
To me, whether it's an elephant or a monkey or a bird or a lizard, if it needs our help and the population needs to be increased, then I'm excited no matter what kind of species it is.
It's always special. And I know I have family and friends who have farms or had farms when I was younger. And anytime there were puppies or kittens or chickens or calves, it was just a different atmosphere. It just must be part of your passion to just see that grow.
It is. And what a lot of people don't realize is that, yes, babies are very popular and they're cute and public loves to come out and see them. But responsible zoos like the Pittsburgh Zoo don't just breed arbitrarily just to have babies. Some of our animals are actually on contraception because if we can't have a responsible home to place those offspring, then we won't sometimes breed them. So it's something that, yes, babies are cute and babies are wonderful, but we don't want to breed irresponsibly and have those animals ever end up in a subpar condition.
Oh, that is tremendous. I never knew that. I never even imagined that. So thanks for sharing that. And the accreditation issue, the city lease, I believe those issues are well taken care of. What are some of the visions and ideas that you have moving forward?
Yeah, we're just starting our strategic planning and master planning process, and that's a very collaborative process. We want not only the staff and the board and our volunteers to be involved, but also other various stakeholders, our supporters, our foundations, our city officials, also to have a say in how the zoo develops for the future. And same thing with our master plan, our main campus and the International Conservation Center, how we develop those out and what species we're going to exhibit. Because unfortunately, we are somewhat landlocked. And in order to add new, oftentimes something else has to come out. But our facilities are getting a little bit older right now. A lot of them were built 20, 30 years ago. Right. So we're going to be doing a lot of work to try to further improve the welfare of our animals, because what was state-of-the-art 30 years ago, we know we can do better now. And as we rebuild things and build new exhibits, even if it's for existing species that we have, our goal really is to improve the welfare, to make sure that the visitors have a safe, exciting experience, that we're connecting people with wildlife. We're getting them passionate about wildlife, about saving animals, and about conserving the world. And if we do that, then we're really doing our job, because that's really one of the main purposes we exist is to help connect people to wildlife. Because unfortunately, with city living, a lot of people just really are not connected. They'll never...
This is their connection.
This is their connection. And we have a great responsibility. And just walking around the park and seeing kids' faces light up. And when I say kids, I mean kids of all ages. Just how excited they get seeing some of these animals, because truth of the matter is most of our visitors are never going to get out to Africa or Asia or down to the, to
or
the
even
Amazon.
A cow pasture somewhere. They're not going to get out there.
So this is how they connect, and it's something that you just can't get on TV. As great as some of these stations are trying to deliver a message, when you see a giraffe or an elephant on TV versus just how ginormous they are in person and the smell and the sounds and the feel, it just gets people so excited and really gets them to care. And that's what we're trying to do, is to change people's attitudes and behaviors to get them to care, because if we can do that, then the world's gonna be a better place.
Jamie Meredith, half day on Wall Street today. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning, Kev. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Markets closed mixed on Wednesday, with the Dow closing down only a few points, barely negative, but the S&P held on to a quarter point gain, NASDAQ up just under 0.5%. Earnings continue to drive the stock market. Key retailers had a rough day on Wednesday. Nordstrom down 29%. Gap down 24%, punished for having worse than expected earnings. But it wasn't all bad. John Deere and HP improved their earnings, and that pleased the markets. John Deere was up 5.3%. HP was up 10%. Dell also had strong earnings, up just under 5%. Huge day today on Wednesday. Much too much data to go through right now, but a few highlights. Initial jobless claims came in much better than expected, falling below 200,000. Not only was this the best number since the pandemic started, it was the lowest level of initial claims since November 15th. Get this, 1969. So a very, very strong employment number. Consumer sentiment also came in at decade lows. Not good news, but consumers continued to spend. Consumer spending jumped much higher than expected. Half of it was attributed to higher prices, but the other half, we bought more stuff. You're right, Kev. Markets close at 1 p.m. today. A little concern in the markets. Dow futures are down about 800 points. A lot of worry about the potential new COVID variant coming out of South Africa. NASDAQ futures down 150 points. That's it for the morning news. Let's see what the bell brings us on this shortened market day starting at 9:30.
You would think some of those on Wall Street would want to start maybe at 1 o'clock, go from 1 to 4 instead of 9 to 1. You know, just
well, they would. That would give them a much, maybe a more enjoyable Thanksgiving Eve, but nope, got to start early.
Maybe they could do like... 11 to 3 or something.
Yeah, that
like
wouldn't
that.
Be
that
bad. You know, kind of right there in the middle, you'd still get out a little bit early, but you could sleep in a wee bit.
Yeah, well, you could sleep in, and you get the all-important New York City happy hour for Wall Street.
There you go. We'll have to write a letter.
Thank you very much, Jamie Meredith. Have a great weekend.
You too, Kev. Have a good one.
You bet. AAA traffic powered by Bowser. Jobs for you to choose from. How about that? In all departments, if you're looking for work, they have it. Route 51 on top of the hill, plus their other locations, too, the Chevy dealership out near Monroeville and Beaver Falls. Check them out, powerofbowser.com. They're hiring everywhere. Adam Guskey, good morning. How are the roads?
Kevin, as we take a look to the Parkway East, you're up to speed between Edgewood, Swiss Valley, and the Squirrel Hill Tunnels. Parkway West a little slow, headed around the bend at Parkway Center, headed down towards the Fort Pitt Tunnels, but no major delays. Things are looking good on the outbound side. Taking a glance over to the outbound side, or rather the southbound side of the Parkway North, you're looking good. No delays to report on I-79. 51 a little slow as you make your way towards that Liberty Tubes, and we're delay-free on 28 and 65 with no major accidents to report. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 7:05 from the Presbyterian Senior Care Network Traffic Center. I'm Adam Gusky on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Thank you, Adam. A cold, blustery cold today. A mix of clouds and sun, some snow showers as well into the evening. 1 to 3 in the Laurels. Temperatures falling back towards 30 degrees much of the day. Tonight, brisk and cold, low 25. Tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun, high 39. But tomorrow night's where it gets tricky. Snow on your Saturday evening into early Sunday, accumulating 1 to 2 inches, and it's going to get slick. Remember, there's still leaves on a lot of the roadways and a lot of the trees, so they're going to fall and get on the road, then get covered by snow. Going to be slippery in a lot of spots, so be careful if you're out tonight or Saturday night into Sunday as well. Sunday, lingering snow showers. Sunday afternoon, high 38.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.